So this is the second week of the series called Cadence. And last week, Pastor Dan delivered the first message of that. And it basically, Cadence, you want to think about this, that God wove rhythm. He wove rhythm and cadence into his creation. So this ebb and flow, this musical, beautiful musical symphony, God wove it into creation, including us, including humans. Every individual person has been hardwired with divine cadence. So, and in this second week, we're going to focus on what we call personhood. Last week, we talked about what cadence is. That is this divine rhythm, and we described rhythm, and we just heard songs. We sang songs together this morning, and we all sang together in rhythm, following that beautiful rhythm. And one of the first places we see godly cadence, or rhythm if you were, is in the rhythm of his creation. So in the rhythm of his creation, when God created the cosmos, he was clearly in the groove, and everything he made was good. In fact, when God was all finished creating, Genesis says, God looked upon all that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. God looked upon all that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Did you catch that? When the master craftsman took a step back to look over creation, he said, very good. So he created this beautiful cosmos, our planet, us, and he stood back and he said, that's very good. I love this picture, God the Father and the creator of all things, as he looks over his creation and he's saying, very good. And the other piece that we have to remember is that it was us too. It was us too. He looked at humankind, that original creation, and he looked upon us and he said, very good. Isn't that beautiful? It makes me want to cry. It really does. That God looked, God's created us. He created me. And he said, very good. Humans were not only designed in divine rhythm, but with a biological cadence hardwired into us. Our heartbeat, our rhythm, our fingerprint, that individuality that we have. And there's a healthy rhythm and an unhealthy rhythm to life. And I'm going to guess that you can guess which one was according to God's plan, right? Healthy rhythm and unhealthy rhythm. I know you felt it. I've felt it. When I'm in the groove, when I'm in sync, and I feel good. And when I'm not in sync, it's not good. So you know how good and refreshing it is to be in that healthy groove, to be in that healthy rhythm. When God oversaw the process of creation, he created individual people, programmed for community, with individual giftings and passion. So we were created to be in community, but have our individual giftings and passions that we could bring those things together. And last week, we took a broader look at the process of divine cadence through God's eyes. And over the next few weeks, we're going to take a more detailed approach. And so as we look at this detailed approach, we're going to unpack what divine cadence looks like in personhood, community performance, and long-term passion. So today, I just want to talk about the personhood. Personhood, performance, and passion is what we'll focus on, but today is personhood. These are just a few areas where healthy rhythm matters, in which a broader understanding of how God created things can be beneficial in the life of a believer. So let's get started where it matters most. With you, with me, with us. Our divine cadence. The divine cadence called personhood. So what do I mean when I use the word personhood? Personhood is the quality or condition of being an individual person. It's the quality or condition of being an individual person. So when I say there is divine cadence in our personhood, I'm saying that every individual person ever created has been hardwired with an internal rhythm. We learned last week that God wrote rhythm into all creation, and this week we're going to look more closely at what that means for us. And when we're talking about the internal cadence of individuals, we're going to talk about something called circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm. Now, this is a big buzzword in the scientific community. This is like over the last 10 years or so, the scientific community is all like, oh, circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm must be off. I know colleagues in the psychiatric department at U of M, and they definitely spend significant research hours studying circadian rhythm. They get grants. NIH, National Institutes of Health, will send them all kinds of money to study or develop something to help circadian rhythm. Now, the word circadian comes from two Latin words, circa diem, which put together means around a day. Around a day. Circadian rhythms are physical, they're mental, and behavioral changes that follow a 24-hour cycle. So our physical, mental, and behavior that follows the clock and the day. Now, these natural processes respond primarily to light and dark and affect most living things, including animals, plants, and microbes. And if you remember back to the sermon last week, the first thing God created was a day, right? God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now we think about that, sunrise to sunset. Now with that, the importance of a day cannot be overstated. Amazingly, God hardwired humanity with internal software set to a daily cadence called circadian rhythm. And I'm a software developer, and so to think about God programming us with this internal software, that hardwired software, that's that circadian rhythm, and this is how we're supposed to go around our day. So around our day, it's how we're built. So what does that mean for us? It means there are physical, mental, and behavioral changes set to a 24-hour clock. And it means there's best practices within that cycle, as well as bad habits and rhythms that we have maybe developing on our own that's working against the way that we're designed. So think about this 24-hour clock. We've got our midnight hours. We've got 6 a.m., which is typically what? Sunrise, right? Typically sunrise. We've got our midday, and we've got our evening, and then right back around again. And all in how our body and how we perform throughout that day, we're hardwired to know what is what. So God set this internal software as we go throughout that day. When the sun rises and light hits our eyes, that's the best alarm clock for me, because I tell you what, I'm a snoozer. I'm a snooze button pusher, and I will push it 20 times if I can. But you shine the light, the sunlight into my eyes, I can't help but wake up. And that's that natural, hardwired process for me. Now, Psalm 118:24 says, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's wake up and rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I know not every day feels like something we can rejoice in. It's often difficult to get going, to wake up. Maybe we stayed up too late again. Maybe we're overworked. Maybe we're overtired. Maybe the snooze button, I've pushed it way too many times. It's become an all too familiar friend with me. Now I don't even have to push it on my alarm clock. I'm going to tell you, it's on my watch. So I can just slide left or I can slide right to snooze or turn off the alarm. So if I turn off the alarm, I better up right away because I will think my brain will say, oh, you hit snooze. So, but yeah, so that's become just an all too familiar friend. But it's not how it's supposed to be. It's not how it's supposed to be. We were designed to wake with the sun and to gradually ramp up through the morning. So we were designed, God said, here is sunrise. And we were naturally designed to wake up with that sunrise and ramp up throughout the morning. Now, we often circumvent the natural process with stimulants like coffee or energy drinks, 5-hour energy. I mean, how many people have bought those and spent, you know, $5 a little bottle on those? Coffee every morning. That's, you know, my ritual. I drink Creo now, but it's that stimulant. It jettisons us into every new sunrise. Now, oftentimes bad habits and rhythms, you know, not to say that coffee and stimulants are bad, but bad habits and rhythms they perpetuate are not the best ones for us to live the life of flourishing that God intended. It's not supposed to replace what God has intended. When we look at the life of Christ, we often see Jesus. He's up early in the morning, having intentional time with his heavenly Father. Right? He wakes up naturally. I don't see Jesus as like, Mark, just give me 5 more minutes. Okay? Come on. Really? Timothy, be quiet. I know you're going fishing. I don't care. I don't see Jesus doing that. I see Jesus like, okay, the sun rose. It's shining in my eyes. Let me get up, and I'm going to go spend some intentional time with my Father. And in fact, Mark 1:35 says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. This was his daily rhythm, what he was intended to do. Jesus' groove was to meet the day in prayer and devotion. He turned to God first. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he's going to go rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? One thing you won't find is a frantic Jesus or frantic Jesus Christ gathering all his belongings and rushing out the door habitually 5 minutes late to every meeting. That's not Jesus. You won't find that. He was intentional with his morning routine. And interestingly, his morning routine mirrored pretty closely the chart of the circadian rhythm. So that circadian rhythm chart that we looked at, he mirrored that. So what does our mornings usually look like? Yeah. Is it frantic and hectic? Do we constantly feel that we're falling behind? I don't know, maybe we say we don't even have a rhythm. Do we? Do you? Do I? Maybe we just wake up and see what the day has in store for us. You know, if I don't have to work that day, you know, 9 o'clock wasn't too bad of a time to wake up yesterday. You know, I got some room darkening curtains. I'm good. But whatever it is, it's important to remember the morning routine. Morning routine sets the day. Our morning routine sets the day. Now, as we head through the day, and we've got our daily things that we do, and we approach into the evening, we have an evening cadence. So we have our morning cadence, and that morning routine, that morning cadence sets the day. And if we didn't wake up on time, we're going to be late to this. We're going to be late to that. We're going to be frantic. Oh, I've got 5 minutes to get ready before my meeting. Yeah, but now we have our evening cadence. And so everything we've experienced through the day now is coming into the evening. Now, I'm sure there's good and bad habits of the evening too, right? We've developed both. Some of us just limp throughout the afternoon hours while others experience deep times of creativity and productivity. There are even numerous studies about the effectiveness of a power nap in the afternoon. So many people like to take a power nap. I don't know, I like 5 minutes of closing my eyes, I That doesn't work for me. But now many countries around the world, they even have a dedicated time for napping called the siesta or a reposo. So there's other cultures that it's built into that culture. You're going to take a siesta. You're going to get that power nap in the afternoon. And many of us follow the rhythms of our schedules of our kids as they go through the school years. And I know many people here have experienced that. The afternoons are a time of snacks, our homework, our driving to activities, et cetera, et cetera. Dinner or supper becomes sort of a finish line, if you will. A finish line for many families as we return from the day's highs and lows to a meal around the table together. Now, this, and I've experienced this quite a bit, especially in these last couple years, this can all change as kids get older and they develop their own routines and their own rhythms. Dinner table gets progressively empty, and the need to be a family taxi driver is now transitioned into something more like a late-night counselor. Because I tell you what, when the kid gets home, because you're waiting for them, you're waiting for them to get home, and they get home, and you better be ready to talk if they want to. And you better be ready to not talk if they don't want to. All in all, it's to say it's a rhythm. Life has this rhythm. Different cultures adhere to their own unique cadence, like that siesta, while also adhering to time-tested and proven rhythms that extend all the way back to the divine creation of it all. Cadence is a universal truth that expresses itself uniquely in every individual. I'll say that again. Cadence is a universal truth that expresses itself uniquely in every individual. Uniquely in every individual. And we've all got to recognize that the rhythm of life is a good and godly gift that we've been given. And gifts are meant to be blessings. Amen? Now, I realize up until this point, it kind of sounds like a self-help motivational, you know, get up and get your day get going, you know, get you out of bed earlier. Hopefully it's going to work for me. But I'm an individual, so. But I know, so for some of us, we need to focus what the truth really is. The truth is that we want what's best for each other, right? We want what's best for one another. I want what's best for you. I want the God's best for you and for me. And I trust that there's incredible peace and joy as we learn to walk in step with God, as we learn that rhythm and that cadence, in rhythm and in cadence with the divine creator of the universe. That's amazing to me. If I can get in step and dance with him through the day, that's amazing. And here's the best news of it all. Because we can. God sent a divine helper and a comforter called the Holy Spirit to assist us on that journey. I want to walk in that cadence. I want to walk in that song of life with God. And he sent me and he sent you a helper to help us through that. We don't have to try and figure it out on our own. And that, I would say, is probably one of my challenges, is that I want to try to fix it. And God's like, no, I got this. I got this. We have a church family. We have our family. We have our friends. And we have the Holy Spirit. And best of all, we have Jesus. Amen? We've got our church. We've got our congregation, our church family, our friends. We've got the Holy Spirit. And we have got Jesus. So probably for all of us, our rhythms are off because we lack the conviction and the discipline to do what we need to do every day. And this is where God steps in. We lack the conviction, we lack the discipline, and God steps in. Listen to 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, of love and self-discipline. That's not just to say, okay, I'm going to sprinkle some spirit juice on you, and now you go figure it out because I gave you the spirit juice, and oh, you haven't figured it out, so now you got to feel bad about not figuring it out. That's not how it works. He gives us the Holy Spirit, the three in one God has poured upon us, and that Spirit, that Holy Spirit is not a spirit of fear and timidity, but that Holy Spirit is of power and of love and of self-discipline. I love it. It's a great reminder God has given us through the enabling of the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. And it's the last piece that is so important for us believers. Self-discipline is a necessary component of building new and healthy habits, of rhythms, and of cadences. And it takes a lot of discipline to be intentional about all of our choices throughout the day. That's a lot of self-discipline. And yet this is what God has given us to work with. A lifetime of days strung together for months. They form months, and they form years, and they form decades. And he has hardwired us with software set to a daily cadence, which is the same rhythm he originally used to create the cosmos. That's cool. I'm sorry, but that's cool. The rhythm that we are in today, that Holy Spirit rhythm that we're in today, is the same rhythm, the same cadence he used to create the cosmos. We do so much to try and stretch our time and circumvent the natural boundaries we've been given. Do we think about that cost? It's the hustle and the grind of life giving us Is the hustle and grind of life giving us the kind of rooted faith that we desire? Is life really just about productivity, about output, and performance? Or is it more about the process? So maybe it's time that we get serious about our time. Did you know only one time, in all of human history, it is recorded that God bent the rules and extended the boundaries of the day. God bent the rules and extended the boundaries of the day. In the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verses 12 through 15. And Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the sons of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still at Gibeon, and O moon in the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jashar? And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. There was no day like it before it or after it when the Lord listened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. There was no day like it before it or after it. I want you to hear that. So what that means for us today is that God bent the rules once like he never had ever before, and he's not done it again since. And so, for us, instead of hoping there's more time in a day, God, just give me another hour, give me another 5 minutes. Or instead of hoping for our own personal assistant or for somebody to clone us, what we need to do is learn to live. And more importantly, learn to flourish within the boundaries that God has graciously given us. We need to align our rhythm with his. We need to turn to the Holy Spirit. And I want to live in that dance. I want to live in that rhythm. A healthy cadence takes work, it takes practice, and it takes determination, and everyone is different. As I said before, cadence is a universal truth that expresses itself uniquely in every individual. and God has graciously given the Holy Spirit to guide us through the process. Awesome? Yes, it is. So, here's our challenge. This is a little bit of homework. Take some time to look at the graph of showing their circadian rhythm. And you can do a Google search quickly. You type in circadian rhythm and you look at images and all kinds of graphs will come up. Matter of fact, Kevin just put it up there again. So, and consider our daily rhythm. What areas are draining us? What areas are draining you and they need to be reformed? What areas are working and need to continue? And where is God in our day-to-day cadence? Where does he live in our 24-hour cycle? And if we're not intentional about our time with him, then I can almost guarantee that it won't happen. And finally, we need to consider what it means to walk in step with the Holy Spirit. As we discussed last week, the Spirit was there at the beginning of creation. And as we talk about today, the Spirit has been sent to you and I by Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit can be a difficult topic, so I suggest that you turn to God's Word. You open up His Word and look at John chapter 14 through 17. And in Galatians 5, 16 through 25. And think about those. Just look at those. John 14 through 17 and Galatians 5, verses 16 through 25. I'm not going to put them up here. I'm going to let you go and dive into it yourselves. And think about, write down questions. Write down questions you have about it. As you go through those passages, bring them back. Bring them back next week. Call me. Call another church family friend or whatever and discuss it. Because next week, we're going to talk about community. Next week, we're going to talk about how rhythm impacts our fellowship with one another. I'll say one more time, John 14 through 17. And Galatians 5, to 16 through 25, but open up Galatians 5. It's good stuff. I gave you homework. I told you I was. That's good. Look at it. Holy Spirit's awesome, and he's gonna work on us and get us back in step. So let's look at our clock every day. And let's start at start. As we start at start and we look at our rhythm throughout the day, where does God live in that rhythm? And if God's not living in that rhythm, maybe we need to put him there. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's come together. Stand if you are able. And we're going to sing together this morning. We'll sing together again.